This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Saints Hour. Mike Haust, along with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. And we had a very short week before Denver, though some time, I won't say off, it was just a length of time that was, the players did get some time away. What was your biggest focus for you, your staff, your administration, post-Denver to kind of where we are?
Well, look, I think, you know, we're reeling from you know, a couple of things. The loss is number one, the results over the last 5 weeks. But I think, look, this just this avalanche of injuries we've had, you know, all sorts of different types of injuries and different circumstances. And look, we've got to look closely at the reasons behind those injuries and why is the volume so high for us. Look, everyone has injuries. Every team has injuries and things that they go through, but I think the volume and the position specific nature of a lot of these injuries is what's disturbing, and we've got to we got to find ways to avoid that circumstance and avoid that situation. And so we're looking at everything.
And yesterday looked at, and I don't know, I always don't know if he was officially signed, but certainly the story is out, brought in Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I think Dennis had mentioned, what was the team's interest back in 2022 when you were initially looking at him?
Yeah, we look at a lot of players, and that's a guy that we had, good grades on coming out of college. We followed his career, and there's things that we like about him. It probably hasn't gone as well as he would have liked, but look, he's talented. He's got speed. He's got some size. He's got, he's got a lot of traits that we like, and we'll get him in here and we'll see what we got, and hopefully he can help the cause.
And that's kind of the beauty of it, if you will, that he was playing, right? He was playing with Buffalo on October 14th before he was released. This is not a guy that's been sitting on the couch. It's a matter of acclimation to your scheme and your offense, but he's football ready, football shape. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And look, he had time in Green Bay in a similar scheme. And I think the learning curve will be shorter than it would be for, guys that aren't familiar with this offense.
And you talked about it, and nobody's immune to it, right? Kansas City, San Francisco, Tampa. It's really the positions when you get hit with three or four injuries at the position. But we're just reminded every night the brutality and the violence of this game. And it's almost luck. I mean, you look at Tampa, that game, and Mike Evans, Curtis, Chris Godwin, Brandon Ayuk. I mean, the list goes on and on. And the question is just, it's a reminder that it's a very violent game, and you got to be lucky to escape kind of as a team that doesn't get hurt a lot.
Yeah, I think when you look at the end of each season and you see the teams that are in the playoffs and doing well in the playoffs, more often than not, there are teams that minimized or had a minimum amount of missed time from injuries. Particularly, look, all injuries are not equal in the sense that if you have one of your starting players, one of your best players get hurt, that's different than having, a rookie undrafted free agent. Now, it's not different for the player. I'm not suggesting that it is, but it's just different in terms of the impact on your team. And look, part of the unfortunate circumstances for us is that we've had a lot of starters, a lot of contributing players, really good players have missed time. And the good news is, look, a lot of those guys will be back during the course of this season. And so we've got to find ways to be competitive and win games while we're waiting for those reinforcements to get back.
No, I think we saw that in the Denver game, not so much with you guys, but so Denver had a couple of practice squad elevations, and I think they had three guys that they were able to pull back to their active roster from IR. So, it can come in waves, and without specificity, because Dennis talked about it last night, is just that the ability that you might be able to get some of that interior offensive line help back.
Yeah. Those guys, those three starters, all have had injuries that have missed time, missed significant time, but we're expecting all three of those guys to be playing for us again this season.
Yes, the Saints getting to know SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California pretty well, as this will be the team's third trip to the new stadium in just 2 years. Last year, the Saints played a December Thursday night game against the Rams, and earlier in 2023, the Saints and the Chargers played a preseason game at SoFi after practicing together for a couple of days in Costa Mesa. It was a very memorable preseason game back on August 20th, at least in Southern California, as they endured a rare tropical storm and a small earthquake before the game. So, yes, the third trip to SoFi in just 2 years, and both teams coming in after a loss, the Chargers losing last night, Monday Night Football, to Arizona, 17-15, to fall to 3-3. We'll have more with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis after this, as the Saints Hour rolls on here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We are talking to the Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis here on the Saints Hour. And it has been a weird television schedule this year in that we have been able to watch your opponent on Monday, on the Sunday before. We had Philly in Atlanta and Atlanta in Kansas City, then Kansas City and Tampa. And then last night you had the Tampa was on one at one time and the Chargers as well. You know, John Harbaugh teams are John Harbaugh teams. You don't have to have a big book on that. You know the John Harbaugh, the Jim Harbaugh script and the kind of game that he wants to run.
Yeah. I mean, look, he likes to play a physical brand of football. You know, he likes to run the ball and be physical on defense and physical on offense, and that's what you're going to get. I'd characterize it as old school football, but look, lots of people play that way and lots of teams play that way in our league. So we're going to have our hands full next Sunday. They're on the short week this time and we're on the longer week, which will be a little different from the last few games. But we're looking forward to going to LA and the opportunity.
And really, as Dennis has said, and probably you as well, that until you are able to stop a team's run attack, whether it's better tackling or just better scheme, whatever, you know, the stuff that you've been working on this past week, you're going to face it until you stop it.
Yeah, look, that goes back a lot of decades. If you can run the ball and you can stop the run, then you're going to be competitive and you're going to have a chance to win most games. And so we've got to get to that point again. You know, look, we started out this season when we were fully healthy and we were able to run the ball really well and we were able to stop the run on defense and then allow our pass rushers and our back end talent, exploit teams trying to be one dimensional. And so we've got to get back to that. Hopefully we can start this weekend and build from that.
And football's football. And we were reminded again last night in the Arizona LA game in that you can dominate, you can do a lot of things, but if you can't get to the end zone, sometimes you don't want to trade field goals and touchdowns, right? You just don't want to do it. It's a tale that does not usually end well.
Yeah, look, football has become a game of, and I think it's been a game this way for a long time. It's turnovers and situational football, right? Red zone defense, third down defense, and offense. And turnovers and takeaways. That's what often most of the end results of these games can be dictated by who won those specific battles, as opposed to who had the most yards or the most, rushes or the most, receptions. It comes down to, hey, how'd you do in the red zone offensively or defensively? Did you take it away and did you not turn it over? And then, how'd you do on third down? Because, if you do well on third down, then you'll end up winning the time of possession. You'll have the ball. When you have the ball, it's hard for the other team to score.
And I know that there's just one focus. Please understand that as I ask this question, and that focus is to get back on the winning track, to really just one focus of go to Los Angeles, beat the Chargers, just do that. But as you watch other things and you watch Seattle go on the road and beat Atlanta and Baltimore go on the road and beat Tampa, that makes them both 4-3. It does not stop your main focus, but it also in the big picture, the 30,000 foot is that you don't want the rest of those NFC South teams kind of skirting away when you're not playing your best football.
Yeah. A couple of things there. I think first of all, you don't want to look ahead. You don't want to think about the enormity of whatever task you have in front of you. You want to focus on, hey, let's find a way to get a win this week. And then we'll look at next week. But on the other hand, when you look at the schedule and you look at the teams in our league, you know, I know this. I feel like, I think our entire team feels like there's not anybody on our schedule that we can't beat if we're playing good football. And we know we can play good football. And look, we are going to have to rely in some cases on players that are stepping up and filling in for other guys that are injured. And so I think we can do that.
Final question, and we're talking to Foster Morrow a little bit later, and Chuck Finley. In a weird way, did the how you played and the success and the domination of weeks one and two and the film that got put out there, did that impact weeks three, four, five, six, seven? I mean, if you'd have won 15-14 in week one and 21-18 in week two, you know, you'd still be 2-0, but I don't know.
Well, I think, look, it raised everyone's expectation level, because if you remember, the expectations for our team was pretty low outside our building. And yet I think inside we kind of felt like, hey, this is what we can be. We can be a really good football team. And I think, you know, weeks one and weeks two, and even, look, I thought we went toe to toe with Philadelphia, and they're a really good team, physical team, big. We went toe to toe, had an opportunity to win that game. We, you know, we go to Atlanta and they didn't score an offensive touchdown. You know, they got 14 points on special teams miscue and then an interception for a touchdown. And so, and we still had the opportunity to win the game at the end. And look, the unfortunate thing is we didn't close those two games out and we had the opportunity. So I think through the first 4 weeks, there was a lot of good football, a lot of good signs for us. And then, you know, starting in week three and week four, we start getting these injuries and then, you know, a trickle becomes an avalanche. And look, we've got to find a way to, you know, fight through that adversity and find a way to win a game to start. And then we'll see where it goes from there.
Well, that begins Sunday in Los Angeles, SoFi Stadium, a stadium you guys have played actually quite a bit the last few years. And so best of luck. Get that one and then build on it. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.